Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Breakfast Club on 95.3 HLF, Andrew Brown. He's a forester with the Virginia Department of Forestry. The Dan River Basin Association is working with the Virginia Department of Forestry to let residents of Halifax County and Pennsylvania County know about the importance of healthy forests on their lands. Andrew's here to discuss a couple topics. First of all, forest cover and vegetative buffers along rivers and streams. Also going to talk about timbering, and finally we'll touch on forest management plans with that. Andrew Brown, good morning. Welcome to the Breakfast Club on HLF.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's good to have you here. Why is it a good idea to leave a buffer zone of trees along streams and rivers?
Buffer zones are the creek's protection from any kind of dirt, debris, anything that's coming down the hill, down into that creek. It's the protection zone for it. It's the only way that stream has to filter out any kind of unwanted nutrients, dirt, trash.
Yeah. It's primarily an erosion buffer more than anything else.
It's a great erosion buffer. It's also great wildlife corridor. Provides good, cools the stream down as well. Fish need a certain temperature in those streams. If you take down the, totally cut down all your buffers along the creeks, which is just a 50-foot to a larger section of trees along the creek is what a buffer really is. Mm-hmm. But those trees overhanging the creek keep the buffers cool, keep the streams cool, also provide a place for insects to hang out in the trees. When the insects fall down into the creeks, the fish have some food to eat.
You mentioned 50 to 100 feet. I was not thinking that big. So just a couple trees along the side of a creek is not enough. It really needs to be a little more substantial than that.
Yeah, I like to see at least 50 feet buffer along the creek to give it some good protection.
So how do these trees and other vegetation in that little buffer area filter out pollution from the stream?
When it's a lot of times the creeks are going to be in the low-lying areas.
Right.
So anything that's sloping down towards those is picking up speed. The trees not only slow them down just from the trunks, the root masses slow it down. Where you have trees, you have a lot of leaves that fall. That helps filter out the water, slows that water down so it can get absorbed into the ground. And all the nutrients you don't want getting into the creek, the trees are going to take up. They're going to be quite happy with to have all these nutrients. Mm-hmm, they're quite content to take up all the unwanted nutrients and stop any soil, unwanted debris to get in the creeks, which could potentially dam up the creeks from, down the line.
So this basin is a win-win for, or this buffer is a win-win for both concerns.
Yes, it is. And
all right, let's talk a little bit about timbering. I know that's a little bit more of your specialty. If someone's going to go into timber some land that they had set aside, is it a good idea to cut everything down to get as much revenue out of that stand as possible?
Every stand is a little bit different. And the best thing you need to do is take a look at what you have and make decisions based on your goals. In some cases, you want to take down, an entire section. It's not growing for you. It's dying. It's reached its maturity. Maybe then it's time to take it down based on your goals. Leaving the buffers along the creeks, those are always good ideas to leave. Other cases, that timber needs to grow some more. Other cases, maybe it's best just to thin the stand itself out. And every stand is different, so,
There's no blatant answer. Then.
There's no blatant answer, and you need to have somebody professionally look at it.
Well, you're getting ahead of me there, because this decision-making process is sometimes one that, you can make a decision, but you can make an educated decision. So that's probably why timber owners should consider hiring consulting foresters.
Yes. Any kind of professional advice that you can get to help sell your timber, if that's something you're interested in, selling it, or even just managing it, the first thing you need to do when managing timber is to have a plan. But more to your question, if you're interested in selling timber, a consultant is a great way to go, because they have sold timber before. That's what they do for their career. Selling timber is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for most landowners. So I heard a great quote one time. They said, it took a lifetime to grow. Don't give it away in a day.
Gotcha.
So do some pre-planning before you sell it. Look at hiring a consultant is a great option.
We're speaking with Andrew Brown. He's a forester with the Virginia Department of Forestry. And one of the things we were talking about earlier is that the fact that the Virginia Department of Forestry can help landowners in many ways. So tell us about some of those ways.
In particular,
that forest management plan.
We offer all kinds of assistance. I can help a landowner who has 5 trees or 500 acres. The best way to really address your land, if you know you inherited a bunch of land, or you came into a land, or you just held land for 20 years and you just want to now know what you have, you need to start off with a plan. I can come out to your property and write you a management plan based on your goals, be it wildlife, be it income, be it four-wheeling. We can tailor a plan based on those goals. What the plan would go into is what kind of trees are on your land, how they're growing, you know, the soil conditions. We can go into a lot of different details about your land to help you make the best decisions about what to do with it.
How do you go about initiating this process if you wanted to find out more information about a forest management plan?
The best way to do it is just give us a call at the office. You know, here in Halifax, I'll be happy to help you out locally, or any of our local offices. You know, give us a call first. You know, don't just sell your timber to the first person who calls you on the phone.
Gotcha.
Give us a call. We'll be happy to come out there free of charge, just take a look at your timber, you know, help you with any kind of advice. All our advice is free. We charge for a few small things, but we do have cost sharing assistance. Back to those buffers we were talking about, Nick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is a lot of value in those buffers. In the creek bottoms, you get some larger timber, bigger trees, more money. And we understand that. And leaving these trees can be a burden. You're losing some income. There is a cost-sharing program in Virginia called the Riparian Buffer Tax Credit. And without getting into a whole lot of details, what it will do for you is allow you to take part of the value. If you leave a buffer on your property, take part of the value of that buffer and put it towards a tax credit.
Very good.
So it's a nice way to offset those costs and for the state to pay the landowners back.
So
for
instead of actually cutting down the buffer, you can get the tax credit, which would eventually add up to the cost of were you to cut down the tree.
Yeah, it'll help, and it doesn't only help you. Streams have a habit of continuing.
Right.
While you may have 100 yards of stream on your property or 1,000 yards, sooner or later that stream is going to go onto somebody else's property. So, you know, if you were to get dirt in your creek, it's going to affect people down the line, and that's our drinking water. And personally, I like some clean drinking water, so that's something I do encourage.
476-6372 is the number if you'd like to speak with Andrew or anyone with the Virginia Department of Forestry. Again, that local number in Halifax, 434-476-6372. You can get more information online at vdof.virginia.gov. Before we go any further, I'd also like to remind you can log on to the Dan River Basin Association website, www.danriver.org. And I want to thank Jenny Edwards, Program Director with the Dan River Basin Association, for arranging this interview with that. Dan, Andrew, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much, Nick. It's good meeting you, sir.
Thank you.